and Gandhi's limp body fell lifeless to the ground. Bapu was no more.
It is not my purpose to attempt a real autobiography. I simply want to tell the story of my numerous experiments with truth. And as my life consists of nothing but these experiments, it is true that the story will take the shape of an autobiography. I believe that a connected account of all these experiments will not be without benefit to the reader. My experiments in the political field are now known not only in India, but also to a certain extent to the world. For me, they are not of much value, and the title of Mahatma that they have bestowed upon me has therefore even less. Often the title has deeply pained me. The experiments that I am about to relate are spiritual. It is from these that I have derived the power that I possess for working in the political field. I am neither going to conceal nor understate any ugly things that must be told. I hope to acquaint the reader fully with all my faults and errors. My purpose is to describe my experiments in the science of Satyagraha, and not to say how good I am. I have given these reminiscences the title, The Story of My Experiments with Truth. For me, truth is the sovereign principle, which includes numerous other principles. This truth is not only truthfulness in word, but truthfulness in thought also. And not only the relative truth of our conception, but also the absolute truth. There are innumerable definitions of God, but I see God as truth only.
The house of the Divans of Rajkot stands as it stood 141 years ago in the little seaside town of Porbandar. On the 2nd of October 1869, in this large house, Putlibai, wife of the Divan Karamchand Gandhi, gave birth to her youngest child. He was named Mohandas. It was the end of the 19th century and the British Empire was at the peak of its wealth and power. India was in her second century of British domination.